Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. West Airlines reassigns crews after flight disruptions. It typically relies on its iSolver not only failed, it also helped create one of the worst industry meltdowns in recent history. Airline executives and labor leaders point to SkySolver as one reason why a brutal winter storm turned into a nightmare for travelers. SWA Chief Executive Bob Jordan.
Our plan for the next few days is to fly a reduced schedule and reposition our people and planes, and we're making headway, and we're optimistic to be back on track before next week. We have some real work to do in making this right.
Erie County in New York is reporting the death toll from the Buffalo blizzard over the Christmas weekend rose to 37 on Wednesday. The natural disaster makes this the deadliest lake effect snowstorm on record and the most lethal blizzard in Buffalo since at least 1950. Congressman Jamie Raskin, the Democrat from Maryland, announced Wednesday that he has been diagnosed with cancer. The lawmaker said in a statement that he has diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, a serious but curable form of cancer. The humanitarian and drugs crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border continues.
San Diego County Supervisor Jim Desmond claims agents are dumping migrants with no further assistance or insight.
They're saying we're dropping them off in a safe way, but not giving them any resources or avenues to get to final destination.
The supervisor says more than 1,000 people will eventually be released to bus stops in El Cajon, San Diego, and Oceanside. This comes as the Supreme Court has allowed Title 42 to stay in place, which allows agents to quickly expel migrants at the border due to public health concerns. Victoria Idoni reporting.
This is USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
David DePapp, the man accused of attacking California Representative Nancy Pelosi's husband with a hammer at their San Francisco home, pleaded not guilty to state charges on Wednesday in San Francisco Superior Court. 42-year-old DePapp waived his right to a speedy trial, and he'll be back in court on February 23rd for setting his trial date. As China loosens its COVID restrictions, flights coming into the United States from some Asian countries will face scrutiny before being allowed to enter our country.
The Biden administration announced Wednesday that it will require anyone arriving by air from China to provide a negative COVID test following a surge of COVID-19 cases across China as Beijing has erased its strict zero COVID rules. The new rules take effect January 5th and say that anyone 2 years and older will need to show a negative result from a test taken within 2 days of their departure from airports in mainland China, Hong Kong, and Macau. I'm Tim Berg.
An investigation is underway after a deadly accident at a York County, Pennsylvania food processing facility. In a statement, the coroner was called to Hanover Foods early Tuesday morning after an employee fell in a bean hopper. Witnesses told investigators that the unidentified 59-year-old victim was found just after 2:30 a.m. local time. York County is about an hour's drive north of Baltimore, Maryland. I'm Lance Fry, USA News.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. And guess what? We got Phil Robertson. Yes, the Duck Dynasty founder himself joins us now to talk about his new book, Uncanceled. Hey, Phil, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Hey, I've been so looking forward to talking to you because you're always a breath of fresh air and common sense in a world that's so loaded with, so much manure these days.
Oh, my goodness, it's a pathetic thing to watch. Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, then I'm really my disciples, then you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The people he told that to, they said, free? Set us free from what? We're not captives of anybody. And here's what Jesus told them, and here's what we're up against in these United States. Why is my language not clear to you? This is John chapter 8 for you folks who are reading the Bible. Why is my language not clear to you? Because you're unable to hear what I say. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there's no truth in him. And when he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. And these people, according to Jesus, were controlled by him. Mm-hmm. I've sat here for 75 years on planet Earth, looking to the right and the left. I was a heathen at one time. He had me too. Mm. But I came to a knowledge of the truth. Simply put, 2022 years ago, God fixed it so that we would have to count time by him. Mm. So when Jesus showed up, that marker is literally the marker of time. All the years before that are called before Christ.
Yes.
All the years up to now are called A.D., Year of Our Lord. Mm-hmm. America has forgotten that, and they quit counting time by Jesus, and they quit looking into what he was saying, and they are full of lies and murder. Just think of it. If you just backed off and looked at all the governmental policies and all the strife and all the rioting and shooting and looting and burning, spray painting FU on all the walls of our cities, and you're like, what in the world is going on?
Exactly.
You're seeing Satan at work because they have renounced the truth. Jesus showed up 2022 years ago. He died on a cross to remove our sins. He guaranteed us we can be raised from the dead. He's given us peace and instead of war and hatred. But America's forgot that, my man, and it's a sad thing to watch. And what's amazing, I've seen it. I'm a product of the 60s. I've seen it, and I've watched it, and it's all happened in my lifetime.
Well, it's coming to a climax here, Phil, when you think about it, because
yep.
To your point, I mean, who would have thought that you and I would live long enough to see that truth is no longer a defense? If anything, truth has become an offense, not a defense.
Yeah, and not only that, some somebody said, we don't even know now. We can't tell, and nobody's sure of who's a man and who's a woman.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking, well, go in the bathroom and stand in front of a mirror naked.
Right.
It ought to give you a little insight into what sex you are.
Well, according to a Supreme Court nominee, you have to be a biologist to understand if you are a male or female, right? Is that hysterical?
I heard that. So here's the deal. America, you need to listen up. It's not a governmental fix. I mean, you look to your government. God forbid if you do, because, you know, I mean, just look at what's going on right now. It's not a governmental fix. It's a spiritual fix.
Exactly.
We have forgotten God, and we said we don't need this Bible stuff. And all God ever told us was, look, how about loving me? I'm going to save you. I'm going to give you peace and not war. I'll save you. And love each other. Mm-hmm. And we will do neither, and I'm just watching them run like a bunch of racehorses. You got to remember, when the Apostle Paul wrote that in Ephesians 6, our struggle's not against flesh and blood.
Mm-hmm.
It's not against humanity. Put on the full armor of God.
Amen.
So that you may take your stand against the devil's schemes.
Mm-hmm.
Our struggle is not against flesh and blood.
Yes.
But against the rulers, the authorities, and against the powers of this dark world and the forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
Mm-hmm.
You say, there is a serious sin problem that's going worldwide. You look at Putin, you say, what's he famous for? Just ask yourself a couple of questions. Is he a liar or what? And is he a murderer?
Yes.
You say, lies and murder. That's what Satan is famous for. Lies and murder. Lies and murder. Look at our own crime rate in the United States of America. And you're like, what in the world? The only thing that you can say that will give you a little light on the subject is read the Bible.
Amen.
And it'll tell you where it's all coming from, what God has done. He loves us. You can live a life of love if you'll come to Jesus. Love, joy. Look at that. Peace, for crying out loud. Patience, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And we're like, don't you get that Bible out of my face? And I'm thinking, dude, I said, just it's
this
hiding. Jesus is hiding in plain sight.
Exactly.
It's a sad thing to watch, I'll tell you that.
Well, and you draw reference to the book of Ephesians, and it says, having done all to stand, Phil, we keep standing, right? We keep standing because of the rock on which we stand, and that authority, that God-given authority that has been bestowed upon us, and that was definitely clearly represented in something that we'll remember here in the ensuing weeks, and that is the resurrection Easter Sunday of Jesus Christ, who took the hit for us.
Here's the deal. We're not getting out of here alive.
Mm-hmm.
No way, unless Jesus came down in flesh, died for our sins, was buried, and raised from the dead. We're not getting out of here. I love the Hebrew writer in Hebrews 5:14. Solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. It's just that simple.
Mm.
But we ran Jesus out, and with these Supreme Court decisions, we took them out of our school systems, and they've had about 60, 70 years here to indoctrinate these young people coming up. And no God allowed, no Bibles allowed. Our founding fathers would roll over in their graves if
exactly.
they looked at what we've done.
So, and how many babies have we killed along the way, Phil?
Just slaughtered our own children.
Yes.
And now they're trying to pass a law somewhere in Maryland, I think I heard the other day, that you can still kill them up to, you know, 2 or 3 weeks after they come out of the womb.
Yeah.
So you just look at all of them. As just one man on planet Earth, I go forward. I point people to Jesus. Look, out of all the people who ever lived on planet Earth, if your calendar is marked
let's pause here for just a second because we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. We've got more from Bill Robertson right after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Minutes after the top of the hour, we're back with you, and we're with the New York Times bestselling author and founder of Duck Dynasty, Phil Robertson, his new book, Uncanceled. You know, imagine this. It wasn't that really all that long ago when Phil quoted scripture in an interview with a national magazine. His hit show on A&E, Duck Dynasty, was put on hiatus. Phil, I'll tell you, I am so grateful for the independent network in which that carries the Bill Martinez show, because we don't have to put up with that stuff. you know, by the grace of God. And I'm thankful for God that we don't have to deal with this kind of cancel in the meanwhile. But there's no question, as you were saying in the first segment, is Satan is moving very quickly because he knows that his time is drawing nigh. I mean, all the lies, the abandonment of truth, morality, the destruction, the annihilation, the murder of millions of our own children. You know, we have become so hedonistic. That, as Jesus said, and, you know, that, hey, if he doesn't come to save us, the entire planet will be gone.
Now, listen to this. Out of all the people that ever appeared, you take Jesus out of the equation, and the book of Romans says it too, when they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, God gives them over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done. And there's a long list of what a human being looks like. It is terrible. They're faithless. They're senseless. They're heartless. They're ruthless. We've done it to ourselves. I wrote the book to get people to say the name of the book is Uncancelled. It's because when Jesus died on the cross, that blood was shed for us. He got us out from under the written code. He canceled it. The law, which we had, no one had ever kept but him. He wrote it, comes down and keeps it, then dies to get us out from under it. He uncancels us, and we can breathe easy and say, oh, my goodness, thank you, Lord, for your grace.
Amen.
Instead of judging me by law, because I didn't even, how many people do you know, my man, who's actually kept just the top 10?
Well, it's the same. It's the same reason. The same reason we have the speed limit. Speed limit is up there to tell us when we're breaking the law. So you, that's what the law was given to us for, so that we knew that we were offending God and we were offending one another. Clearly,
here's the way it reads: when you were dead in your sins, God had canceled everybody on planet Earth. When we get old enough to know better, and we break the law, we sin. It's we're a bunch of lawbreakers. We're death. We're sentenced to death. The wages of sin is death. So what Jesus does, comes down, having written it, keeps the written code, and here's the way it reads. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He canceled, he forgave us our sins, and he canceled the written code with its regulations, and I mean, it's a lot of them, that was against us and stood opposed to it. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. I'm like, woo, boy, Lord, your grace is a wonderful thing. Let's see now, you removed all my past sins. You don't hold one against me. He says, that's true. And you count none of our future sins against us because we have our Lord Jesus mediating for us between you and he. And so you keep us, the blood forgives us of our past and all the sins of our future. And we're guaranteed life and immortality. Death itself doesn't hold its, it's impossible for death to keep its hold on us because the one we follow has died for us, is buried and raised from the dead. It's the greatest story ever told, and unless America gets back to that, we're going to be like the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire that I quoted a while ago, Romans 1, about they didn't think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God. Martinez, what happened to the Roman Empire is the same thing that happened to all the ones before it. All empires, I did a history study of it, all the way to modern day. All empires rise and then they collapse.
Exactly.
We're going to collapse unless there is a mass repentance on behalf of America. It's not going to stand it, Martinez.
Yeah. Well, maybe God will give us a pause. I've been praying maybe that there would be a Nineveh moment where this country would have a chance for a revival. But we know, Phil, we know the direction that we're going is we're going to a world, one world government that'll be first manifest by man's idea of a one world government, and then we will Then we'll realize the incredible one world government that God always intended us to serve under, and that is with Jesus Christ as the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. But we're going to get through that process. So part of my prayer, my struggle right now is to sync up with God's will. Are we in tune with what God is doing right now with all that's coming out right now, what we see happening in with Russia and Ukraine, our own breakdown in morality as you've articulated so beautifully. All this is going, you know, we need to be synced up with God's intent and his plan. Otherwise, we're going to be like Peter, who's telling Jesus when Jesus says, hey, I got to go to the cross. And Peter says, hey, no, you don't have to do that. And Peter, unbeknownst to himself, he's siding with the devil. He's echoing the devil. And he says, get behind me, Satan. So, you know what I'm saying? So that's why. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, you're exactly right. This Romans 12 and 13, let no debt remain outstanding, and we have to get back to this, except the continuing debt to love one another. If you look at our culture, I have never seen America so devoid of love. Every one of the empires, going all the way back to Mesopotamia, all of them, I had a college professor write down what every empire, one after the other, the empires of the world, ever since we've counted them. He did, and he said they had one thing in common, Phil. He's a history professor. Mm-hmm. They all collapse. Every single one of them, even up to modern day, you say the empires rise and they fall. A lot of these words were written during the Roman Empire, where you say, well, how's the Roman Empire doing these days? It's gone, Martini. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just rubble piled up on the ground over
and,
there.
And what crushes them? What crushes them, Phil, that they all fall? Did he tell you that?
From God.
Amen. Amen. It is the rock of Christ, just like we read in the book of Daniel. It is that rock of Christ that they crush themselves, that chief cornerstone. They can't handle it, right?
Love does no harm to its neighbor. Mm-hmm. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. If you love like Jesus loved, you love your neighbor, and you don't mess with his woman because you love him. You don't steal his stuff because you love him. You don't curse him and cause him trouble because you love him. But it's so hard when there's no Jesus, man. There's just no love between each other. So we're at a tipping point in these United States of America, and we better love must be sincere. Bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them. Let it go. If it's possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Love does no harm to its neighbor. Paul told the Corinthians, check this out. Love is patient. Love is, now just look at our society. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not boast. Love is not proud. Love is not rude. Love is not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. Check this out. Love keeps no record of wrong.
Exactly. Wow.
You're like, boy, when they tried to cancel you, what did you do about that? Do you hold it against them? Or are you mad at them? I'm sad at them.
Exactly.
I said, y'all jumped on me for no reason, tried to ruin our family and our life. Yeah, you clipped me for a few million bucks, but I'm still here. And amazingly, I don't hate you. I'm just trying to point you to Jesus so you'll quit hating others.
Exactly. We got to leave it there. Phil Robertson has been with us in Uncanceled, his new book, which will be linked on our website. He uncovers the motivations and faulty thinking behind our human desire to cancel other people. Phil, tell Mama Kaya I'm coming over. I'm going to come into Louisiana. I want some carrot cake, okay?
You are welcome.
All right, buddy. Take care. God bless.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. AmeriPlan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an AmeriPlan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
USA News Update. When Southwest Airlines reassigns crews after flight disruptions, it typically relies on a system called SkySolver. This Christmas, SkySolver not only failed, it also helped create one of the worst industry meltdowns in recent history. SWA Chief Executive Bob Jordan.
Our plan for the next few days is to fly a reduced schedule and reposition our people and planes, and we're making headway, and we're optimistic to be back on track before next week. We have some real work to do in making this right.
Erie County in New York is reporting the death toll from the Buffalo blizzard over the Christmas weekend rose to 37 on Wednesday. The natural disaster makes this the deadliest lake effect snowstorm on record since at least 1950. Congressman Jamie Raskin, a Democrat from Maryland, announced Wednesday he has a serious but curable form of cancer. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you need to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Our next guest takes us from mafia to the ministry. His story baffles the mind, intrigues the hearts of all who hear it. His latest book, The Witness, a tale of the life and death of a mafia madman, is a compelling account of a hard and fast life of an up-and-coming star within the mafia ranks, the downward spiral created by his addiction to drugs, and his spiritual rebirth spurred by the heart-wrenching plea of his little girl. Anybody who has a daughter can know what that plea would sound like, and it gives you no choice. It's non-debatable. And fortunately, Robert had the ears to hear what his daughter was calling him to, and he answered the call. Robert Borelli joins us now. Robert, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Well, once again, thank you, Bill, for allowing me to be on your show. I really appreciate everything that you're doing.
Well, yours is a great story, a story of redemption at a time in this season of gratitude and thankfulness, you know, as we're heading into the Advent season, getting ready for the arrival of the baby Jesus, the Redeemer of the world. I mean, this is a time to let's get everything all organized and prepared for something that is truly transformational, right?
Yes, amen to that. I think, you know, as they were saying, there was no room for the inn for the baby to be born in. Mm-hmm. maybe some of us are closing our hearts and saying there's no room for Jesus in our hearts. So we need to open up that door for him to enter in.
Well, and here we are, Robert, as you say, crime is at record levels. The economy, we're being pressed at every turn. Things that our government are doing that are just so idiotic, that do not make sense whatsoever, that are imperiling its citizens all the more. A constitutional government that was based on Judeo-Christian principles is seemingly being ignored at the risk and the life of the American people. It's no wonder that people are at the end. I've talked to some people, and they say, Bill, that saying about, when things get tough and you feel like you're hanging from a rope, you tie a knot. They say, I got so many knots on the rope right now because of what's happening in my world. And I'm saying, okay, well, maybe, like you say, maybe you're at that point to where you're willing to hear the truth that will set you free, right?
Amen to that. Yes, Bill, I totally agree with that.
Well, in this message of, like I said, this season, which is such a wonderful season when you think about it, and I don't care what faith or, how you grew up, there's just something that transcends all the insanity for a moment here in this world. And it is because God in his grace and mercy, decided to send his son to come and save us, right?
Amen. And I think that's something we have to make personal. And I say that there because, when I read John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. I mean, that sounded good. And I hope people can understand what I'm saying. And what I mean by what I'm saying is, it's kind of like, say, Bill, you hit the lottery and you let me know. And I would be very happy that you hit the lottery. But trust me, I'd be more excited if I hit the lottery.
Exactly.
So I have to say, what I did when I was reading John 3:16, I would read, God so loved Robert that he gave his only son.
Right.
I had to really make it personal. It just impacted my life so much more when I knew it was me that he had on his mind when he went to the cross.
Yeah, and the thing is, you talk about hitting the lotto. The lotto is limited. You get the lotto, I don't. But when it comes to God, when it comes to Jesus, there's no limit. It's not just because, God so loved Robert that there's no room for Bill or George or Tom or Sally or Jane. No, right?
Yes. Oh, no, totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
That's what's so cool. Yeah, exactly.
I want them to put their name in it. I want them to make it a personal thing that God's done for them. What he's done for me, he's done for all of us. It's a gift. We're talking about Christmas, right?
Yes.
Christmas, we could give out gifts. But you know what? We don't have to accept a Christmas gift from somebody that we don't want to accept it from.
Exactly.
So we need to receive the gift of salvation that Christ and the grace and the mercy of God that he has placed in our lives. All he's saying, just receive what I've done for you.
Exactly. It's the gift that you won't want to exchange or re-gift. Maybe you want to re-gift it to somebody else, pass the blessing on from that sense. But, all the gifts that you get at Christmas, I mean, how many you get and you go, it's not exactly the right size. I got to go back. I got to get in line, get it all over. But God's gift is just like you said, God so loved Robert that gift that he gives Robert fits you perfectly. Right?
Yes.
It's custom made. I mean, this is the awesomeness of God. He brings you the gift that fits so perfectly for your time, for your moment, and for your destiny.
And I put it this way, and I use different words sometimes, but for this season, we would say that God gave me the gift that I couldn't refuse.
Right. Exactly. Robert, let's rewind here a little bit. Help the people understand. I mean, you're a young man, you're there in New York. And how did you get involved with the mafia?
Well, the best way I could explain it in my own mind, and hope people who are listening will understand. I had three types of people that I could have identified when I was young. And, of course, the first would be my mom and my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I live with them, right? They were my mom and dad. And, you know, they worked. They were legitimate people. They struggled to make ends meet. A lot of the arguments were usually about financial. You know, they didn't have enough for the kids. They didn't have enough to pay the rent, stuff like that. So it was a struggle for my mom and dad to raise five children. At an early age, that's not something I wanted to be. I didn't want to be like my dad and have those type of struggles.
Right.
And then back in those days, as I was growing up, now these guys were a little bit older than me, but I, you know, I hung around them, and they were going to the Vietnam War, and when they came back, they were succumbed to either drugs or alcohol, and their life was kind of like upside down. So I didn't want to be like those
guys. Yeah, plus on top of that, they come back from Vietnam, and they're unwelcomed. You know, they're called all kinds of names. They go to Vietnam to be involved in a war that they didn't start, they didn't want to be involved in, and this is the thanks that the people, you know, the American people gave them for going and thinking, you know, I mean, you know, in some sense we could relate to it, because there's some Russians right now that are being drawn into a war in Ukraine that they didn't want anything to do with it. Well, you know, we had a similar situation happen with Vietnam, didn't we?
Yes, and the thing is, they weren't getting any help.
Right.
So they were out in the streets just struggling in their addictions. And that, so I didn't want to be like the guys that were a little bit older than me. I didn't want us to come to that. But we had these guys in the neighborhood who kind of ran the neighborhood. I didn't know all of the details at the time, but they got all the respect from everybody in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And they had nice cars. They had all the things that I would have wanted for myself. Me growing up.
Exactly. These are the wise guys. These are the wise guys, right?
Yes. Those are the wise guys. Yes. Right. And I gravitated to hang out with them as a young kid. And they would send me on errands and you know, and I would hang out in the club, and there'd be like pool shooting and a card game. And they let me give out sandwiches or drinks, because they didn't want nobody to get up from the card game. They want the card game to keep going.
Right.
So I would serve them and get tips, you know, kind of like what you've seen in maybe Bronx Tale, like even the show Goodfellas.
Yes.
You know, when Henry Hill was portraying as a young kid. And that's just what I did. So I gravitated towards that. And the more they gave me, the more that I did. And I felt very welcomed by them. I felt very secure by them, you know. So I gravitated to that at an early age, and that's just what I follow. So when then you have to understand, in them days too, not mafia so much, but gangster movies was big. Edward G. Robinson, you know,
right.
Humphrey Bogart, you know, all those guys. So that was big things. And I watched those shows. I was rooting for the bad guys.
Exactly. Robert, we got to go to quick break. We're going to hit a pause. We'll come back, pick it up from there. More from Robert Borelli after this. Stay with us.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597.
That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Robert Borelli, the mafia madman, that's what he was before he became renewed and redeemed. And what a story. And right now we're recalling, Robert is recalling and sharing with us his early involvement with the mafia and how it started. And, you know, he started by serving. What, you were like, what, about 14 at this time?
Probably about 14, yeah. About 14 years old, yeah.
Right, and you're there, you're working, you know, you're serving the Gambino family. I mean, did you realize how notorious the Gambino family was, or was that, like you were saying, you were so charmed because of, you know, the big screen, you know, really kind of glorifying, you know, the whole mafia culture that you thought, well, you know, it's like, you know, that's cool. I mean, you're working with a very powerful and elite mafia family, the Gambino family.
At that time, as a young age, I didn't understand it in its full context. I didn't. I just understood that they got a lot of the respect. And because I hung out with them and I was welcomed by them, I got a little respect. So some guys would, you know, sometimes give me a quarter or something like that. So, but I have to be honest with you. You know, young kids, they always, you know, you grow up, I want to be a fireman, I want to be a policeman, I want to be the mayor. I wanted to be a gangster. I can't deny that. I wanted to be like the people I was hanging out with.
Right. And there you are now, fast forward 6 years. You're 20, you got 2 murder raps, and endless arrests under your belt, you know, drugs, sex, drugs, rock and roll, I mean, you name it, you're a mafia madman. I mean, you're a gangsta. You are a real gangsta.
Well, you know, this is how I describe myself, is what made people fear me was they understood that I didn't have any value for my own life. In other words, people would call me up in the middle of the night, 3 or 4 in the morning. I'd run out to help them to do whatever I needed. I put my life on the line a lot of times for them. So I didn't value my own life. Therefore, they had to understand that I wasn't going to value their life if they crossed me.
Right.
And I think that's what made me more feared than anything else is the fact that I didn't value life at all, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. And so now, as a result, then God gives you a timeout. You're in jail. You're not seeing that God's doing this, but this is your circumstances. I mean, there are circumstances for breaking God's law. And so in 97, you're 44 years old. you're in jail, and you're looking at serving, well, another 10 to 20 years just for fun, right?
Yes.
So how does your daughter come into this situation? Because you're right there. You're pretty much at rock bottom. I mean, you've got a daughter and a family, and you're going, how in the heck am I going to take care of them from jail?
Well, it was even worse before that, Bill. In 1993, my daughter was born, and I was in a rehab trying to clean up my drug addiction. You know, I got involved with the drug business, and the drug business got involved with my business. Before you know it, I lost everything, my respect in the street. Mm-hmm. I lost my money. I lost everything that I ever had. And I was in a drug rehab when my daughter was going to be born. They let me out, and I cried like a baby when my daughter was born. I really thought that this would kind of change a little bit of my attitude in life. I would have somebody to take care of, responsibility, somebody to love more than I loved myself, and it didn't work out that way. 3 weeks after she came home, 7 weeks after she came home, I had an argument with her mother, walked out, got high one more time, and after that time, never seen my daughter. And her mom thought it was best that I was into my daughter's life.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got incarcerated in January 23rd, 1997, about a couple of weeks after that, my daughter's mom was coming up to visit me, and she was going to allow me to bring my daughter with her, but she said, you could call. So I was calling and speaking to my daughter. And at the same token, I'm trying to get commissary money. I'm trying to get money for a good attorney to get me out of the mess that I got in. So it's just a pile of a lot of things. And the one time that I called up my daughter, she said, she was crying, and I said, Brianna, why are you crying? She said, of course you won't come and see me. Mm. And the reality, now, if I could have got high at that point in time over a drink or something, I would have did that.
Right.
But now I had to deal with all this reality of the pain that I caused, not just my little girl, but everything, where my life was, what I did. And it was just, the pain was so great that when she said that, there were so many times when I was in the neighborhood, whether her mom would have let me see her or not, that's not even the issue. The issue is I didn't even want to attempt to go see my own daughter, and I was down the block from her. I'd rather get high than visit my own little girl. And that reality set at that point in time when she said that, and I just started crying. I didn't want the inmates to see me crying. I slammed the phone down. I ran back to my cell. Now, I knew about God, but I didn't know God, so there's a big difference, and we could talk about that at another time. But I ran to my cell, got on my hands and knees, and I cried, and I said, God, if you're real, either have somebody kill me or change me. I can't live this. I don't want to live like this anymore. I just don't want to live with this pain anymore.
Right.
And I think God honored the latter of that cry out to him and the sincerity of my heart, that it was completely shattered and broken, and only he could have put it together, and he started doing his work at that point in time in my life.
Yeah. So the next step for you, I mean, you hit absolutely rock bottom. God so loved Robert that not only he sent his son, but he sent you a daughter.
Amen.
That broke that stony heart of yours and put you on your face before God and saying, and doing the very thing that we don't do. God says we don't have because we don't ask. And you asked, God help me. And God answered your prayer.
He did. He answered the sincerity, not so much the words, but the sincerity of the heart.
Right.
The sincerity of my heart. And at that point in time, I just kept on crying. Mm. I mean, tears pouring down my eyes. God, please help me. God, please help me. God, please help me. I can't live like this. I can't live like this. And from that point on, I started reading the word, and the spirit was just working and moving in me. I didn't know too much about the born again experience,
right,
but I could relate to it today. Yeah. And you know, even going back, you know, I look back at my life, and so many times I'm supposed to be dead, or overdoses, or people waiting at by my house to kill me, and I just didn't show up that night. I could see God's hand on my life, even when I didn't know it was His hand that was on my life all those times.
Exactly. Mm. So here you begin to pursue the Word of God. And God is transforming you. So what happens for you to get out of jail? Is the hand of God upon you at that point to where you're able to be set free?
Well, it's numerous things, and it was a couple of things that happened. First, the guy I had a case also in Florida, not just in New York, and the federal wanted me for that, and I was supposed to go to Florida after my case in New York, and then wait. But it was a conspiracy, a RICO act for me and the guys that I used to hang out with back in 1995 when I was hanging out in Florida with them.
Right.
Anyway, so things started transferring, though, and I'm not getting any help. And I know, okay, I'm a crackhead, I'm not worthy of anything, but I was on a case with them. I thought that they should have looked out for me a little bit by maybe getting me an attorney. And I was going to court and just sitting in bullpens for probably 20 hours a day, and
oh, wow.
It was just too much for me, yeah, because I didn't have an attorney to bring me in front of the judge. So all that there, no common ceremony, no nothing. I felt that they gave up on me, and the government was looking for me to cooperate with them. So I say it this way. The government gave me an offer I didn't refuse, and then Jesus gave me an offer I couldn't refuse.
Wow.
So that's what happened. I collaborated with the government. I was placed in a Wittsteck prison in San Antonio, Sandstone, Minnesota. And when I got released from there. So, you know, I did a Bible study called Set Free Prison Ministry while I was incarcerated. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, this doesn't make sense. Set Free Prison Ministry.
Right.
I set free. And then after reading and studying, I seen what it really meant, that, yes, I was set free even though I was in a physical prison.
Exactly. It's amazing, huh? That's such a dichotomy, that though you were in chains like the Apostle Paul, he was freer than he had ever been. And you got a taste of that yourself, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And, okay. And let me tell you, so it's as sick as this may sound to everybody, there's a part of that prison time that I really miss, because my time with Jesus was so precious at that point in time. In other words, I didn't have to worry about finances, where I was going to eat, poof over my head. I didn't have any distractions. It was just me and him meeting on a daily basis every day. And it was, oh, man, it's awesome, awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you have been fully redeemed. I mean, your story is like God has blessed you with twice as much as what you had before. You've remarried, right?
Yes, I was never married.
Okay.
So, yeah, I just had a child out of wedlock with a girlfriend. But, yes, I did remarry. I have a beautiful wife who loves the Lord. We fell in love over the phone. I dated her 5 months over the phone.
Oh, wow.
Before she could even know where I was, because she couldn't. I was in the witness protection program. She couldn't know nothing about me, so I had to do a calling card and stuff. So we dated for 5 months, and then one time I invited her to come and meet with me, and she stayed with my family minister. I was in San Antonio, Texas at that point in time. And before she left, I proposed, and the crazy woman said yes.
Robert, how can people be in touch with your ministry?
Well, there's a website called robertborelli.com. You can go there. And if anybody's interested in purchasing a book, they could make any donation on that website. Email, you could email me. There's just so many ways you could contact me through that. And just to let people know, I am going to be starting probably in the beginning of this new year coming another book, and it's going to be the redemption story. We're thinking about maybe naming it The Transformed Gangster, but we'll see.
Wow.
We'll see.
Well,
we're not sure about that.
Look forward to it. You know you'll be back for then. His book, The Witness, it is a tale of the life and death of a mafia madman who rose and was transformed and redeemed by a holy and awesome God. Robert, thank you so much for being with us. Take care. God bless.
Oh, God bless you too, Bill. Thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do when it comes to